Hi, I'm Anne Nwawadu. Here's a Channel TV Evening News recap for September the 29th, 2021. The Federal High Court in Abuja has barred the federal government from retrying the former governor of Abia State, Oju Zokalu, on the 7.1 billion naira money laundering charge the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission earlier preferred against him. In a judgment delivered by Justice Inyang Ekwo, the court held that the Supreme Court did not, in the verdict it gave on May 8, 2020, order the retrial of Ida Kalu or his firm, Sloke Nigeria Limited. Justice Ekwo held that the Supreme Court only ordered the retrial of former Director of Finance in Abia State, Jones Udeogu, who was the appellant before it. Meanwhile, gunmen have killed Dr. Chike Akunyili, the husband of the late former Director General of the National Agency for Food and Drug Administration and Control, NAFDAC, Dora Akunyili. Dr. Akunyili was killed on Tuesday alongside his driver and a police escort around the Kwa Junction in Idemili North, Anambra State. The Nigeria Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative, NATI, has said that the 77 oil companies owe the federal government 2.6 trillion naira debt. NATI Executive Secretary Dr. Bunnaya Oji disclosed this on Tuesday, adding that the debt arises from the failure to remit petroleum profit tax, company income tax, value-added tax, royalty and concession on rentals. On the international scene, lava from an erupting volcano on Spain's La Palma Island has reached the Atlantic Ocean, raising fears of toxic gases being released and explosions. Clouds of white steam were seen rising as the red-hot current made contact with the water at the Playa Nueva area. Adding sports, Manny Pacquiao has announced his retirement from professional boxing after 26 years in the ring. His announcement comes 10 days after he confirmed that he will be running for the Philippine presidency in May 2022 elections. And that's the evening news recap. Don't forget to join us tomorrow for fresh updates. I'm Anne Nwawadu. Thanks for watching.